from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Another week done and dusted.
We thought this week was going to be a little flat for the show.
Yeah.
I'll pull the curtain back straight away. Often school holiday shows are a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing different stuff. They're not picking up kids as they normally would. So, you know, our listeners aren't where they normally would be.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was going to be a little bit of an eh week.
Yeah, we got some really good stories out of people this week, which was nice.
Yeah, surprisingly really good.
Yeah, some heartwarming ones, some funny ones, just some good time radio.
Just absolute gags Cheney over there.
I feel like we've talked ourselves up a lot.
Nah,
the first 30
great.
Seconds of this podcast.
I think it's one of our best weeks.
What? You say that every week.
Well, you've got to hook them somehow.
You're one for a big statement.
No, I just forget a lot.
You?
So in my head, I'm like, gee, I don't remember any radio we've ever done. This is the best I can remember. It's also the only bits I can remember because do you have trouble with short-term memory?
Yeah, it's not great, but
I cannot remember my short-term. I think it's cooked.
As in like what you did yesterday?
Totally. It's gone. This show wrecks my memory. Don't you think?
That's a reason to listen.
That's right.
New show will wreck your memory.
No, not you. Me.
Oh, God, I nearly spilt my beer again.
Oh,
Jesus.
You got your beer. Don't drop your beer.
I know.
Oh. How about you slurp that down and we play the podcast, hey?
Okay. Yep. You know what? Sounds good. Crack one open, my friends. Have a...
We didn't need the sound. We didn't need the sound effect. Just hit play.
I choked on it a little bit. Okay. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
What did you have planned or do you have planned to do by a certain age? A lot of people go, need this done by 20 or want to get this done by the time I'm 50. What is that age limit and what's that goal that you've set?
Yeah, I've never really had goals in my life.
No, that's pretty evident.
I just coast along and hope for the best.
Okay, well, one person in my life that has done this and smashed it, her name is Emmy. I met her over in Egypt when we holidayed a couple of months ago. Emmy, hello.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're well, thanks. You're a little bit of a goal setter, are you, Emmy?
That's good. Yeah. I kind of had this realization maybe last year that I haven't travelled in a little while, and I used to travel all the time, and I just wanted to make a goal that I'd do 30 countries by the time I was 30.
How many countries had you done at that point when you went, okay, I want to do 30?
I think I'd done about 18 or 19.
Ooh, and this is what? How many years before you turned 30?
About 6 months.
6 months?
Wow.
Jeez. Knocking off 12 in 6 months is a big ask.
Yeah.
All right. So what was what plan did you put in motion?
So I was coming up to my being able to access long service leave at work and put it in for half pay, and it managed to get approved. And now I've just been on leave still since about October. Since October last year, I've just been popping around, jet setting.
Long service leave is my dream in life.
Radio does not work like that at all. Emmy,
I was going to say, do you guys get that?
No, not at all.
No, we do, I think, Tazzy. I've only got like 4 years left and I'm there.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you'll have to look into this, yeah.
Maybe you should do 40 by 40, Cheney.
I might have to aim for that.
Okay, Emmy, did you get the 30 countries done?
I did, yes. In time. I think I was a week ahead of myself. Yes.
Give us a highlight of the trip, Emmy. Favourite country you've been to?
Highlight? Iceland was a pretty epic one.
That's my favourite too.
Hang on, Emmy, because Ellie went all that way to see the Northern Lights. Did you see them?
I may have heard about this, Ellie.
Yeah.
I saw them. I went super last minute. I saw them twice in 5 days. So very, very lucky.
I saw them 0 times in 6 days. Emmy, so thank
You'll
you.
You'll have to go back.
I know, I guess so. I've got to wait for my long service leave.
yeah, exactly.
Emmy, enjoy. How many countries are you on now? Because I know you've got a couple up your sleeve still.
Yeah, I'm still sitting at 30, but I've revisited a few that have already been on that list. And then as of June, I'll be hitting some new ones.
Good on you.
So cool.
100 by 100. I reckon that's what you got to aim for next, Emmy.
Yeah. Well, there's like 100 and something countries in total. So, yeah, hopefully we'll get there.
545-11919. Have you got something that you want to achieve or wanted to achieve by a certain age? Sunny Coast, give us a call.
Let's go to Barry in Mooloolaba. Barry, have you had a few life goals you've been ticking off along the way?
It's just mainly one. 7 years ago, I had a double transplant, and they say that the parts are good for around 20 years, so my life goal is to keep them going longer.
Okay, this could be a stupid question. Double transplant of what?
Heart? I had kidneys and... No, kidney and pancreas.
Wow!
So I was a diabetic, which caused my kidneys to failure, so they weren't going to get me a kidney transplant without giving me a new pancreas to get rid of diabetes, so I had both.
Wow. Well, they come as a set kind of thing, do they? The pancreas as well.
But you can only get it before a certain age as well, and they say it's only got like a 20-year lifespan. So my goal is to keep them going longer so I don't have to have another surgery.
Yeah. So that. Would that require another double transplant in 20 years' time, technically?
They'll only give me another kidney but not another pancreas.
And that's what Barry's saying, you've got to do it before a certain age.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be able to transplant down the track.
Yeah.
No, they can only give you a new kidney, but after a certain age, they can't give you a new pancreas.
Silly question. So it's somebody else's kidney and pancreas, isn't it, Barry?
Yes.
Do you learn much about who the person was?
All I knew was a person in their team that died in a car accident on New Year's Eve in Western Australia.
Wow.
Wow. And you got the call saying, hey, we've got the parts, we're good to go.
Yeah, I got a phone call New Year's Eve and they said, we've booked you a plane at this time and you fly to Sydney and just wait for everything to arrive.
Wow.
Wow.
That is crazy. And so now you say, you know, you want it to last 20 years. Does that mean... You're eating super healthily? Like, what changes does that make to your life?
Your diet changes. Mm. Yeah. I've put on weight, which is a lot healthier for me, and just all stuff like that.
Do you still have diabetes?
No.
Wow. That's crazy.
I still check my levels, but I don't have diabetes anymore.
Crazy.
I was diabetic for 20 years before it, and then all of a sudden, nothing.
How long did that take to get used to, Barry? Because after 20 years of diabetes, you're kind of used to living with that sort of looming thing that you've got to pay attention to. Are you still sort of subconsciously thinking about it?
Yeah, it took my wife a lot because I used to have what they call a low, so my sugar levels went very low, and I used to sweat a lot and stuff like that. So every time I sweated, she'd be like, oh, you need to check your sugar levels. You need to check your sugar levels. And I'm like, I'm not a diabetic anymore.
Wow. Oh, that must have been the best feeling to be able to say that too.
Yeah.
It was.
Is there anything that you couldn't do when you're a diabetic that you did straight away?
Drink coffee. I had to drink coffee.
Yeah, right. Huh. Crazy. What a story, Barry.
It's Ellie and Taz for The Drive Home.
And look, we don't talk a lot of politics on this show.
No.
But it is the leaders' debate tonight ahead of the election. So basically, Albo and Dutto are going to go head-to-head.
This part of the election is interesting because you kind of get to see them battle it out, whereas for the rest of the election, they're just in different parts of the country shooting
kissing
stuff
babies
at each other. You know what I mean? They're just going, no, I don't agree with that, I don't agree with that. And it's like, one of you's in Perth, one of you's in New South Wales, who cares?
Yeah, well, so you're going to watch the debate tonight?
No. I'll watch a recap.
The highlights.
In the morning.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Hopefully there is some drama, though. I want something to talk about on tomorrow's show.
Oh, absolutely. There will be. Oh, that's a good prediction for me. Fairly
you need prediction for your Instagram.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I thought you'd taken another Tuesday off from your predictions.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, back to it. You used to debate in high school.
I did.
You were in the debating team for, what, 1 year?
1 year, yep.
And you also, I call you the conversational weasel. Let's put you to the test.
Okay.
I've got three things that you have to debate on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you, so I'm going to get you to try and debate about things you don't believe in.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. And if I pass the test, do I get to be Prime Minister?
I think that's how it works, actually.
Cool.
I don't know much about politics, but I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Okay. Topic number one. So there's statements, and they're either a negative or an affirmative.
Yeah. And I have not prepared anything for these, by the way.
I don't know
what you're going to ask me.
You don't know what's coming.
Okay.
This one's easy. You probably saw this coming. The West Coast Eagles should be relegated from the AFL.
Oh, I have to agree.
And you have to be the affirmative. This is her favourite
team.
Yeah, relegated, dropped from the AFL. Not good enough.
Unfortunately, it's an easy one to argue. The West Coast Eagles have been terrible. They've gotten the wooden spoon over the last 5 years.
Look at you.
They've gotten the wooden spoon 3 times, maybe 2 times.
Classic politician just throwing your morals away.
And unfortunately, the way they're playing at the moment, winless in 2025, they are not an AFL standard football team. Drop them.
Oh, how
it hurts my soul.
But conversational weasel.
Conversational weasel.
You can weasel your way out of anything. All right, number 2.
Yep.
Star Wars is the most culturally impactful and enduring saga in cinematic history.
Don't make me be the affirmative.
Yeah, you're the affirmative.
Star Wars. What a
which
franchise.
Which you hate. Which you absolutely hate.
I think it's testament to the popularity of such an amazing franchise that Star Wars has been coming back decade after decade.
Yeah.
In different iterations with different characters.
Yeah. Like what? Like who?
Like Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
And his father.
Yes.
Darth Vader. Nope. Luke's father is Darth Vader.
So who's Anakin's father?
Luke.
No.
They're all Skywalkers, aren't they?
You just said Luke's Darth Vader's.
Yeah, is Darth Vader Anakin's granddad?
Give yourself an incorrect buzzer. You've stuffed that.
Oh.
You would have lost that.
I was
you don't
doing
win everything.
Well.
You don't win everything. And you weren't doing well.
I said it was impactful or something.
Okay, the last one. This is going to be tough for you to sell. Mountain Dew is the superior soft drink to Coke Zero.
My soul is hurting so much. But I'm a professional.
So I've hit you where it hurts. Your hate for Star Wars, your love for West Coast Eagles, and your distaste for the Mountain Dew because you love the Coke Zeros.
What was the statement? It's the best soft drink of all time.
Mountain Dew is the superior soft drink compared to Coke Zero. This is what it's like. This is what it's going to be like for the politicians tonight on the big stage.
True. Okay. Mountain Dew. What a tangy taste. A bubble in your mouth. It floats down your throat like nothing else. And that's why KFC serves it.
Yeah.
But nowhere else does. But KFC serves it as one of their options.
Ellie and Taz, that's a tangy taste.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. And I want to draw your attention to a video that's had more than 24 million views on
TikTok. I would love a video that's gone that viral. Oh, I would have the biggest head. Just the ego. I would strut into work every day. Hey, guys, you seen my video? Chances are you have.
I don't know if you want to go viral for what this woman's
doing.
Oh, okay, I'll take it back. So I want to bring you into the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's set in her living room. It's got a very cute little toddler in it.
Yeah.
And the toddler has caused a bit of a ruckus in the room. Let's have a listen to what the ruckus was.
Oh, my God. When your son eats your dad, as ashes.
What? When your son eats your dad. What?
The son.
No.
Got in to the urn of ashes.
Oh, no.
Not only did he eat some, but he spread them all over the room.
When your son eats your dad, as ashes.
I don't know why she says it like that.
Because she's English. That's an accent.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
That is terrifying.
Right?
I mean, there's things that you don't leave at toddler level.
Yeah.
Your dad's ashes have to be one of them. That's a mantelpiece situation.
Yep. Absolutely. It's got to be out of arm's reach. Anytime you have a toddler, you baby-proof the area and you move your dad's ashes.
That's
the two rules.
In that order.
I've not got kids, but I assume they're the two rules.
545-11919, Sunny Coast. We have $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Fisheries. The question we want to know.
When your son eats your dad. No.
Sorry.
The question we want to know, Sunny Coast, what do you want to have happen to your ashes?
Suzanne in Brightwater, hello.
Hey, guys.
Have you planned what you would like done with your ashes, or have you seen ashes scattered in an interesting way? They're the two questions we're asking.
This was a conversation just recently. My auntie has actually organised and already paid for her ashes to be turned into a firecracker.
Wow.
It can actually be done.
She's prepaid.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
All done.
So
it's all organised. Yep.
Okay, questions. Questions.
I'm like, I want to know where the wind's going here. Like, I don't want to be eating any of that.
Yeah. That's a good point, actually.
Does she get to know what kind of firework?
Yeah, what colour and everything?
Yep.
What's she got
for? I've got no idea. She didn't say. She just went, you'll have to wait and see.
And what are the rules on, you know, doing, does the company that
well, see,
takes
in Sydney, they must, I would say that they actually, I didn't actually get that far because I was just like, what?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that, I don't know. It is a company, you go in, you organise it and, yeah.
That'd be a
one
bit
big
fun.
Firecracker.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
But in my brain, I'm just like, you know, when you go and you have like a fire when you're camping and everywhere you sit, the smoke sort of follows you around. I'm just like, oh, I don't know about this.
Are you worried that you're going to end up like the kid?
When your son eats your dad.
100%. Are you the son?
Just downwind.
100%. That's my luck. I'm going to be standing there. All of a sudden, there's going to be this little whirlwind and I'm eating her. Yuck.
I've Googled it. It's down in Sydney, sending your ashes skyward.
Wow.
Ashes to ashes, fireworks, funerals.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh. So wait, do you explode the firework at the funeral? Because that's a bit of fun. Or is it a separate event?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I've got no idea.
I didn't
even think of all those questions.
I'm acting like you work at...
Suzanne,
what is it?
If you could go back and do some reconnaissance on the show before you bring stories like that, please.
Okay,
learn from Ellie and I. We do, you know...
Zero prep.
If you could do a little bit more than that.
Okay, I'll work on it next time.
100%. Actually, no. Suzanne's level of prep fits this show nicely. Actually.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about the same.
I heard something from a friend once. That's about it. Like us. That's how we do this show. Let's go to Jade from Palmview. Welcome to the show, Jade.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jade. What do you want done with your ashes?
I'd want to go into one of those little hourglasses so you can still use it on family game night.
Sorry, Jade says you're out of time.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Can you actually do that, Jade, or have you just come up with that? Because that's a great idea.
I don't know. I'm sure you probably could.
Yeah.
If not, we'll just get a plastic old one and just take the top off and refill it.
Just a DIY job for your family to do at home.
Absolutely. My dad actually joked about getting his ashes put into the pepper shaker. So just not all of it, just a little bit to keep people on their toes.
Yeah, look, why not?
I've Googled it. Yeah. Cremation hourglasses are a thing. $200 on Etsy and you can get yourself one of those hourglass urns.
What time would you like to be, Jay? Do you want to be a 30-seconder, a minute, 3 minutes?
Egg timer.
Yeah, what are we going for?
I think maybe just a minute.
Yeah, short and sweet. Love that. And then you can make a few of them. You know, why not? I'm sure there's a lot of you to go around.
Yeah, that's funny.
Thanks, Jay. Oh, great suggestion. Love that.
Sorry, Jade's ticking. You're going to have to make your answer a bit quicker.
Let's go to Belinda in Nambour. Belinda, what do you want done with your ashes?
Well, my brother-in-law got his ashes spread at Mooloolaba.
Beautiful.
I wouldn't mind something like that, but then I've never been in a plane, so that's when I'd like to actually be in a plane and just get dropped off somewhere.
Hang on, you've never been in a plane, Belinda?
I've never been in a plane.
So where's your furthest away holiday you've ever gone to?
My furthest away holiday would probably be down at Shoal Haven, down New South Wales, South Coast.
But you would have had to drive or walk.
Yes, I drove. I did not walk.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's me being silly.
Planes scare the hell out of me, so I'd have to probably be dead by now to actually get on the plane.
So do you just want your ashes to be carried onto the plane and go on a holiday somewhere, or do you want someone to open up the emergency flap and just scatter them out?
Just open up the emergency door because everybody seems to be wanting to do that these days.
True.
I don't remember in the safety briefing the emergency flap being mentioned, Ellie.
Can you
point to it on a plane where that is?
Yeah, if you sit on the plane, there's a little sign saying, like, emergency flaps will open.
Oh, right.
Flapped. I don't know.
Okay, exactly. I didn't know that. So, Belinda, you've never said then you wouldn't catch me dead on one of those things, because actually we would catch you dead on one of those.
Yes. I'd have to be dead.
Love it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We're live across the sunny coast, right? And as a place in this country, we are proud.
Yeah.
Of the winner of Australian Idol.
From the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, this is Marshall Hamburger.
Hey, the big old Marsh marshmallow.
Why did she have to say in Queensland? Everybody knows where the Sunshine Coast is. There isn't any other the Sunshine Coast.
I mean, there is one in Canada. Yeah, so maybe they thought that, you know, Marshy's from...
I think we can just go from the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
Marshall Ham... Like, play it again. Look, it feels like we don't need the Queensland.
From the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, is Marshall Hamburger.
If he was from the Gold Coast...
Yeah.
If he was from the Gold Coast, would she have gone from the Gold Coast in Queensland? Yeah, you know what I mean?
The country's a big place, Tassie, okay? Are you expecting people
People know where we are. We're on the map.
Name
a coast. Some rural town.
In Western Australia.
Yeah, I don't care enough about WA.
So the poor WA people might not know where we are.
No, WA don't even know about WA sometimes.
They're their own country over there.
Yeah, that's right.
I can say that because I'm from there. Now, we were talking about Marshall yesterday. We were wishing him luck. So glad that he took home the Bickies last night.
Well done.
Huge achievement for a boy from Doonan. What an achievement. Can't wait to see what he does next. But
it's $100,000 that he's scored, plus like a record deal and all sorts. Yeah.
He'll be dropping a single soon, no doubt. We'll be playing it.
Get him in the studio.
Oh, we
chatting with an Australian Idol. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I mentioned that when I was 17, I auditioned for Australian Idol.
We didn't have time yesterday on the show to work out what Ellie sang when she was a teenager. Do we play it on CFM?
We have played it. I don't think we currently do.
Okay.
Definitely since I've worked here in the last 5 years, we have played it.
Give me five questions. Let's see if I can nail it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, go for it.
I'm
five
gonna narrow
questions.
It down. Okay, my first question is, they're not going to be yes or no because I'm bored with that. What decade are we talking?
Was the song released?
Yes.
Ish. The 2000s.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Between 2000 and 2010.
What genre?
Just
a pop, like a mainstream one?
I've actually just Googled it. Dance electronic / pop. / pop.
Dance?
I'd say more pop. It was on the radio back in the day. A lot.
Okay. Male, female, or like a band?
Male.
Oh, I was going to say Kylie Minogue.
I sang ABBA at the Year 7 Talent Quest.
Did you?
Yeah, that's not what we're
okay, so it's a male dance track, early 2000s.
I'm going to say it's more pop.
It's more pop. Yeah. Okay. Aussie?
Yes.
Oh.
He's a bit rogue. He's a bit niche. I can only think of this one song that he had that I sang. Sang.
Okay, this is my fifth question.
You're no closer.
Is it cringy now that it's 20 years old? Yeah. Or, like, would the kids think that it's a cool song?
The kids wouldn't know it, I don't think.
Oh, niche.
I think it's niche enough that if you're 16 and under,
what's
you don't
Ben
know this
Lee
song.
Sing? What does Ben
Catch
Lee...
Catch my disease.
Oh.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't
good
that.
Guess,
am
though.
I close?
No. It's so rogue. Okay, 2008.
Ooh, later than I thought.
Like I said, bit of a one-hit wonder.
Tim-O-Matic.
No.
Close? Am I closer with Tim-O-Matic?
No. It was kind of almost like a theatery song. Like it had a bit of a theatre vibe to it.
What do you mean? Panic at the Disco?
No. I told you it was niche. This game could go on a while. You
okay. Play it. I'm ready.
You ready?
So set the scene.
You can't guess it.
17-year-old Ellie Chaney.
Braces and all.
Has gone up. You didn't get any screen time?
No, I got my friends to line up overnight because they'd been out at the clubs.
And you didn't even get on
and
TV?
And then I rocked up at like 7:30 a.m., just swooped into the line.
Yeah.
Got in there, got in front of not the judges.
Oh, you didn't even get in front of the judges?
No, it wasn't Marsha and Dicko, who was the judge back then.
Excuse me?
It was just the producer.
Yeah.
And I stood there.
I'm so ready.
And I sang. Imagine a little Ellie Chaney.
Sam Sparrow. Oh my gosh.
And the fish sang out of the ocean. And
did you have backing tape or did you just have to raw dog it?
I was just raw dogging it.
Wow.
And they said, come back next year.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Have a listen to this. A company in the Philippines, a chain of hotels, lets employees take heartbreak leave from work.
Love that.
So the Cebu Century Plaza Hotel in the Philippines has introduced 5 days of paid heartbreak leave for staff dealing with breakups once per year with a different partner each time.
Okay, hold on, let's unpack that part. once per year, you can take 5 days
in total. A stint of up to 5 days once per year, but it has to be with a different partner every time. So if you keep getting back with the same boyfriend and he keeps breaking your heart every year, you can't keep taking the same 5 days. It probably stops people doing the final 5 days of the year and then the next five days as well, trying to get a little 10-day break out of it.
Fair. 5 days is decent.
The CEO created the policy based on his own experience. So he went through a breakup. Oh, yeah. He's gone, gee, I don't want to come into work.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll just give everybody the same right.
Do you have to provide proof of breakup?
This is where I'm trying to find information and I cannot find exactly how they're going to monitor that.
Yeah.
But I guess like Facebook updates and stuff would change. Like it would be pretty obvious if somebody goes through a decent breakup.
For sure. You can tell when someone's become single just by looking at their Insta.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know, like have they deleted all the couple photos?
The photos change, the ones that they're posting. Usually the guy becomes active on social media. No taken guy is posting on social media and then all of a sudden.
Correct.
They start posting quotes. And pictures of them and their car and you go, hang on a second.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you with Daisy for a while.
Well, do what I did. Remember I broke up with my boyfriend of 5 years when I was younger?
Yeah.
And I changed my profile picture to a selfie of me looking hot before a wedding and the caption was, new beginnings.
Oh, no good.
So lame. No, but I'm all for heartbreak leave.
5 days
breakups
is good.
Breakups suck.
You can take that week. You know what I mean? It's a Monday to Friday. We'll see you next week.
You go to Bali. You absolutely go on a girls trip to Bali.
Oh.
That's the remedy.
That's not long enough to go to Bali.
Five days?
You want longer in Bali.
Absolutely. No, 5 days is enough. Trust me. If you're on the
rebound. We went for 4 or 5 last year for work. That was not long enough.
No, that was 3. That wasn't long enough, wasn't it? We left the Thursday, came back a Sunday.
This can happen during the songs, I think, this level of chat. But heartbreak leave is a thing over in the Philippines, at least for the particular hotel chain. 5 days.
I think it's great. I think it's a great idea.
I think they should do it here. There are some other companies around the world that do similar stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Adobe, the company that runs Photoshop, if you work for them, you get 6 well-being days.
Love that.
Which is awesome. Also, Virgin Money gives 5. And some UK companies help people through separations with flexible work hours. So if you are doing that, they'll go, hey, just do a couple and then go home.
I feel like here, if I was like, I can't come in today, I'm sad, Dan and I broke up, you guys would be like, yeah, right,
totally.
We'd
replace you with like Ricky Lee or something.
Ricky, mate, she does national radio.
Ricky Lee and Taz. No?
I don't think we can get Ricky Lee. I think aim lower, bud.
Marshall Hamburger and Taz.
Hey, are you calling him? He is the winner of Australian Idol. He's got better things to do than this radio show, trust me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, we're playing a new segment, Sunny Coast. It's so fresh. We don't have any cool, fancy openers or anything made up for it just yet. Have we got any sort of music that we can play?
Your favourite.
That'll do. We're calling it Waste of Time Wednesdays because there is a premise around the CFM building and I try my hardest, Sunny Coast. I'm the final wave of defence. Ellie has a bad story in her every single day.
Yeah, but I get it out.
You'll share
the show.
It with a lot of energy and a lot of passion. But at the end, we go, boring.
My one earlier today was I was at the plaza last time that I was at the plaza, and I noticed people were walking slow, and it was really annoying. That was it.
That was the whole story.
That was the whole story.
She was going to bring that up on air. And I said, maybe not. Let's go back to the drawing board. But it did mean that we have invented a new segment, Waste Our Time Wednesday, 545-11919. Sunny Coast, call up, tell us a boring story and win.
The more detailed, the better.
Totally. It's got to be boring.
Yeah.
If we're at all interested in any part in the story, you failed, you won't get a prize. We will give you a prize, Sunny Coast, 545-11919. Waste Our Time Wednesday. I've got one.
Mm-hmm.
I was given a fuel card here to use for Staff Member of the Month as part of the prize that I got.
Dropping that mention in once again. Yeah.
So I went to the petrol station, I swiped the card and it wasn't working. This fuel card thing. Swipe it. I look up and I haven't gone to a BP, but it's the BP fuel card that I've got. So I had to buy my own fuel, filled up and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, see, this is the point of the game, Sunny Coast, 545-11919.
That's 49 seconds of our life that we're not going to get back. 49 seconds.
Yeah, and we'll add more seconds on when we hear the Sunny Coast stories.
we are asking for you to waste our time this afternoon, waste our time Wednesdays, because we've discovered that both you and I, Tassie, have got at least a boring story a day in us.
Totally.
And when our job's to tell stories, sometimes that's hard.
Look, and let's just pick a day, which is we're using the alliteration of the W, waste and W, and Wednesday. Let's do a segment where we just tell bad stories.
You can join in, Sunny Coast, 545-11919 if you reckon you've got one up your sleeve.
We are looking for the most boring story. So if you've got a bad story, try and cut all of the interesting parts out.
Yeah.
You know, if it was your auntie that was visiting, that's too exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cut that out. She doesn't. You don't need to involve that part.
Taz told one about using the wrong gift card at the wrong servo.
Yep.
I told one about being annoyed by people walking slowly at the plaza.
Yep.
You know, it's as simple as that. Let's go to the phones. Adam is in Caloundra. You reckon you've got a boring enough story for us, Adam?
I reckon so, yeah.
Great.
All right, take it away, Adam.
All right, 3, 2, 1. I have a cold. It's horrible. It sucks. I had to go to work.
Oh, it gets better, does it?
No.
No.
It.
No, no, no.
He's like, I've said too much. Now
yeah,
I can't
right.
win the prawns.
Sunny Coast, sorry. That's 3 seconds of your life you're never going to get back.
Oh, I feel sorry for you, Adam. I'm sending you love and good wish, goodwill.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You.
Oh, I can hear that. I can hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
He's even got the nasal thing going on.
Adam, what do you normally do for work, mate?
I work in a plastics factory.
And you've had to take today off?
No, I still had to go.
No, I went to work, yeah.
You didn't even listen to the waste of time story.
That's how boring it was. I tuned out. He's good.
It put you in another dimension. It was angry.
Yeah. Good on you, Adam. All right, you've set the bar low, and that's what we're looking for. Thank you, Bard.
How low can we take this bar? Let's go to, is this Roddy?
It is. Hey, lovely.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, the bar is set very low, Ronnie. Waste our time.
Oh, don't worry. I will. Absolutely. I've got my daughter with me too. Hi.
Hi. Oh, a two-person waste of time.
There we go. This is good.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you ready for it?
Ready.
Hit us.
All right. Went to McDonald's just right now. So this is fresh.
Ooh.
Too much
interesting. To get myself a coffee.
Yep.
And asked for it to be served warm. Guess how I got it?
Not hot.
Boiling.
I mean, yeah, that's 14 seconds of a pretty boring story.
There
she wanted
go.
A warm coffee
so
and she got it hot.
I don't know. I kind of like that it was boiling. And if it had been cold, that would have been more of a waste of time.
Ronnie, I do think your story was boring. But was it boring enough?
Was it the key boring?
It was. You know what's boring? When people go to the plaza and they don't walk slow.
That's mine. You can't take my waste of time story. You've got to start it by saying, when I was at the plaza, the last time I was at the plaza. That's how you really tell that story.
Yeah, I was asleep by the end.
Many seconds.
Yeah, true. Very true.
Okay, I think Ronnie's in the running for the prawns.
Yeah.
However, we need to give away $100 to spend at Moolabar Fish Market.
We do.
There has been a guy that set the bar very low. Adam, it's yours, my friend.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
He's in another dimension.
Yeah.
Adam.
I have a cold. It's bad.
We know, mate. We know.
All right, cool.
Wishing you a happy feaster at Mooloolabar Fisheries. And we've got another $100 to give away tomorrow, Sunny Coast. What do you think? Next Wednesday? Waste of time Wednesday?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Let's bring it back.
It's terrible.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, if you're a part of the Noosa Community Notice Board on Facebook, you may have seen this post that was posted this morning. I'll leave the poster's name out of it because she probably will want me to. But you may have seen it. There's hundreds and hundreds of likes, responses, angry reacts, laughing reacts, hundreds of comments in it as well. And it's just one of those community announcements that I think people need to hear sometimes.
Is it a good one? Is it a heartwarming or an angry one?
It's an angry one, but it's also a reminder for people that maybe just driving around like idiots, just check yourself.
Right.
Have a listen to this. So it says, to the arrogant guy in the Black Range who was tailgating me going 100 kilometres an hour on my way to Coolum and laughing at me when I was trying to get him to back up. And then she's gone, bracket, I'm on my P's. racket, oh. right? So that's still quite nervous for some.
Yeah.
He's, you've only had that 100 hours or so, you know, first time driving by yourself. Faster roads can be a little scary.
Yeah.
So she goes on and says, look, it's two car lengths for a safe stopping distance, you jerk.
Oh, she's just done her hazard perception test.
Exactly. She should know. And she goes, there was plenty of space. Maybe you should go back and retake your L's. Oh, which I agree with. She goes, you had no idea. I'm about to drive to Brisbane for the first time ever and I'm feeling angry and nervous now thanks to you.
Oh, what a bloody
She goes,
idiot.
Do not tailgate people, especially going at that speed and especially P-platers. What the hell?
And he was laughing at her.
Totally. It's just one of those things. Like Sunny Coast, I know you've been driving for years and whatever,
yeah.
but there are people out there that haven't.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, regardless, it doesn't mean that you should be driving like a jerk anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But just it's a reminder that some people are not driving like you. They're not thinking like you. That's how crashes happen.
Right. And you never know. You know, maybe it is, even if it is an older person driving or something, maybe they're coming back from a car crash and it's the first time they've driven in a year. You know,
totally.
Like you just never know.
Or you're driving past somewhere that, you know, you used to date somebody down that street or whatever and you're kind of just a little bit like...
triggered.
And you're driving in that suburb or something. And because she might have been so nervous with him right up behind her that she then makes a mistake and causes a crash. He may not have been involved. I'm just going to accuse... I'm going to say it was a he in the tailgating vehicle. And he may not have been ended up being involved in the crash, but he could have caused one.
Absolutely. It's like when I was riding my e-scooter, so slightly different.
This will be the exact same.
But someone road raged at me, right, because I was riding on the road, which was perfectly legal in the area that I was riding.
Helmet on. You look like a loser, but helmet on.
I'm very cautious on my e-scooter because I don't want to be. I know e-scooter riders get a bad rep.
Mm.
But someone yelled at me from their car, like, get off the road, you drongo or something worse
I didn't
worse
use
than
the
that.
Word drongo, but yeah.
Yeah, it was worse than that. And it rattled me so much that then driving home, I was so wobbly because I was like stressed about it all, my anxiety.
Totally.
So I was so much more unsafe riding after I'd been yelled at than before.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, and so that person could have caused you to crash later on, even if hours later.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's just a reminder. I mean, hundreds of people have already seen it online. They're all supporting her. Hundreds of comments just going, yep, you're in the right. People need to retake that test. Whatever it is, just Sunny Coast, make sure this is a reminder to just slow down.
Absolutely.
It is not worth it.
Don't be a drongo.
That's Ellie's words, not mine.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Let's play some Bandle.
Let's do it, bud. Feeling some Bandle.
What are you feeling?
Some Bandle.
You're still eating your apple over there.
And can you hear that?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, let me swallow. I'm good to go.
Okay, so we're going back to 2018 today. It's been seen over 2 billion times on YouTube, so it should be a pretty popular song that we're all familiar with. We're going to play it layer by layer, and Sunny Coast, you're with us, all right? We don't know what the answer is either. See if you can beat us. 545-11919 when you think you know what today's song is.
All right, let's hear layer number one. Like.
Are those the lyrics of Macarena? No.
I assume so.
That's not.
Now all I've got in my head is Macarena. Sorry, it's 2018, so it can't be the Macarena.
It's not one Maca, two Maca, three Macarena.
Is it not?
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so.
Lyrics to Macarena. What do you think
it is? I'll search the lyrics to Macarena and you play layer number two.
What do you think it is, though? Like when you sing along?
It's Spanish, isn't it?
Dale a tu cuerpo a calia Macarena.
Yeah.
So it's not one Maca, two Maca, three Macarena. I thought that my entire life.
You've been singing your entire life at weddings. One Maca, two Maca, three Macarena.
Is it not? Daz. Daz.
Play Bandle. Get us out of this hole.
Oh, my
Come
gosh.
On.
That's really ruined my childhood. All right, let's go layer number two.
Oh, send your complaints to Ellie.Cheney. What is that song? 545-11919 if you think you know what it is. I'd like to hear the next layer. I think we're going to get it all of a sudden.
Well, the next layer is the whistle layer. Not many songs have a whistle
the
in it.
The whistle layer.
Yeah, could it be Blow My Whistle, Baby? All right, let's have a listen.
Not 2018. Yes, it's... Tucky, tucky.
Ah!
That's what it's called. I'm pretty sure. It's featuring Selena Gomez. It's T-A-K-I. Can we hear that? T-A-K-I, T-A-K-I.
Tucky Tucky by DJ Snake.
Can we hear it? I think I might be.
Big on TikTok during COVID. I remember this song, wasn't it? Oh, but you've ruined it. We've had someone call through to try and guess it. Hello, who have we got here?
Hey, it's Beck.
Hey, Beck, do you know what song that is?
I think it's called Tucky Tucky.
You're right!
Wow.
The smartest.
Oh, my gosh, there's about 15 people in that car.
Beck, while I've got you all, did you also think that the lyrics were one mucka, two mucka, three Macarena?
No.
Oh, cool. Okay, just me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
I want to know from other people on the sunny coast. What have you done for the first time recently? 545-11919.
Yeah, we've got $100 to spend at Moolbar Fisheries. Thank you very much.
Yeah, great prize. Right in time for Easter. You can get your seafood feast all ready for Easter.
Yeah.
I asked the question because after three and a half years of being a Cavoodle owner.
Yeah.
I adopted a dog called Simba from my partner.
Yeah, yeah.
I... groomed him for the first time this week because usually we take him, someone else grooms him because, like, their fur gets really long, right?
Yes.
But his fur was too long. I thought it's not long enough to warrant a full groom, but I need to clip around his eyes.
You've also seen the groomers do it. You go, oh, yeah, like, I could probably do that. It's just scissors and stuff.
How hard can it be?
Surely.
Absolutely. Turns out pretty hard.
He looks terrifying. Sunny Coast. Terrifying. I thought some little demon thing was running at me this morning.
I did it yesterday. And my partner gets home.
Then
and
I realised it was just Ellie.
He sends me a completely out of context message, but I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Mm.
He just sent me a message saying, what did you do to his face?
Yeah.
Because there's like some clumps that are quite short, some that are
he's
quite
bald
long.
On one side.
Yeah. I had to do his butt.
Yes.
Area.
Yeah.
Because that gets quite hairy and then it gets caught in his poo gets caught in his fur.
Dan or your dog. Right.
The dog.
Okay.
So I had to shave around the butt. I think I did the butt quite well.
You're talking about the butt quite a bit. Can we move on from the
butt?
Well,
I just wanna
545-11919, let me save you. What did you do for the first time recently? Let's hear your stories instead of more of Ellie's butt story next.
That's fair. Glenn is in Nambour. Hi, Glenn.
Hello there.
What have you done for the first time recently?
Well, it's a funny one. I've just become a grandfather.
Oh,
congrats, Glenn.
Congrats.
Thank you. And the part of it was is that when my daughter was 19, this is 6 or 7 years ago now, she was told she was never able to have a baby. Oh. And she's had baby now. But we've just been to visit her today and we've just been told that she's having another baby.
Wowza.
Yeah, so that's pretty wild. Like, we were never expecting that. It was something that my daughter was really upset about for years, and then it happened.
Wow, Glenn.
Amazing.
Yeah, do you love being a granddad?
I absolutely do, yes.
What are you being called? Are you granddad? Are you pop? Are you grandpa?
Just pop. He's still a bit young to say pop, but he's getting dad and mum out at the moment. So, pop.
Oh, Glenn,
That's so good.
Thank you. What a heartwarming little story.
Good luck following that, Sunny Coast.
Yeah.
545-11919. What have you done for the first time? Not as much as Glenn.
I know. Me grooming the Cavoodle doesn't seem like such a good story anymore, does it?
Oh, I've got a silly smile on my face. Thanks, Glenn.
We'll go to Tate from Mapleton. Tate, what have you done for the first time recently?
The Nambour Park Run.
The Nambour Park
5K.
Run. 5K?
5K. How old are you, Tate?
7. 7.
And did you run the whole way without stopping?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't do that.
No way.
Mum spilled, and then my sister cried.
Oh, so did you say your mum spewed?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Mum spewed, sister cried, and you just ran the whole 5K, no complaints?
Yes.
Oh, Tate. Yeah. You're a legend, mate.
Tate's a superstar.
2032, how far away is that? What are we talking, 7 years away?
Yeah.
Oh, 14.
be a prodigy.
You would be.
If Tate could come through in that time. Tate, you've got a couple of years. Keep running, all right, and then represent Australia.
Okay.
All right, let's go now to Carolina from Mount Coolum. What have you done for the first time lately?
Hey, Ellie, I have learned how to ride a bike.
Oh,
wow.
Very recently.
Oh, Carolina, this is awesome. How old are you, if you don't mind us asking?
So I'm 31, and I wanted to learn how to ride a bike before I turned 30.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my partner's mission to be very patient with me and teach me how to ride a bike. So I got a bike for my 30th birthday and I learned how to ride a bike.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Carolina, I only rode a bike for the first time in my early 20s properly as well. I struggled as a kid, just never got it. Yep, I was just the worst student ever. And Dad was like, I don't think he's ever going to learn. Eventually, I got it done in my early 20s, Carolina. So I know what that's like to feel like you were a couple of years behind everybody else. It's good, isn't it?
You get me. And you know what's very funny? My dad was a cyclist.
Oh, what?
A cyclist, yes. Believe it or not. So yeah.
Why didn't you learn when you were a kid then?
I don't know. That's a question for him, I guess. He should have taught me.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's crazy. Love it. Thank you.
I don't know if I can beat the granddad story, though. That was very
Yeah, I know, right? Beautiful. Thanks, Carolina. Great call. Geez, all right. Lots of people doing things for the first time. We'll go now to Donna in Mapleton. Is that you?
It is.
Hi, Donna. What have you done for the first time recently?
It wasn't me. It was my 21-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
She tried Vegemite.
Oh, and okay, this is my thing about people trying Vegemite late in life. Did she grow up in Australia?
She did.
But then why didn't she grow up eating Vegemite?
Because I hate it.
Oh, man.
That'll do. Actually, that's like me.
She'd open the lid and go...
Oh, does she like it now?
No, she hates it.
Yeah, fair. I'm not a huge fan either. Thank you, Donna. Can we go one more?
Yeah, let's fit one more in. Tash in Caloundra, hello.
Hello. How are you, sweetheart?
We are well, thank you. Have you tried something for the first time recently?
I haven't tried something, but something has happened for the first time recently.
Okay, what's that?
I started menopause and it is kicking my behind.
Oh, oh no!
Tash.
Ellie went through that a few years ago, Tash. She's come out all right, I think.
Nah, that's just regular PMS. Tash, are you okay? Are you hot flushing? Are you getting moody? What's the symptoms?
All of the above.
Oh, sister, that's no good.
It makes all your body ache. It is the pit.
But once you get through it, you know, you don't have to worry about every time of the month.
Spoken like a true 33-year-old there,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I know. What advice have I got to give?
That's if I survive it. If I survive it.
I have faith, Tash. I reckon you can.
You're a trooper, Tashy. Hey, how about $100 to spend at Blue Bar Fish Market for your trouble?
Oh, that would be marvellous.
There you go.
I think seafood helps with menopause, doesn't it?
Again, spoken like a true 32-year-old man.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
545-11919. We want to know, what'd you get grounded for? After a story's been in the news for the last couple of days, a teenager has posed as a family of five on Airbnb.
Okay.
Hired out a Brisbane house.
Yeah.
Sent out an invite to 500 teenagers on Snapchat,
yes,
saying, hey, I'm having a party at this place. All these teenagers have rocked up in Brizzy, had this party, cops have been called, the house has been absolutely trashed.
This is Corey Worthington 2.0.
Right.
Gen Z, you are not the first ones to think of this.
Yeah.
Corey was the original.
It just doesn't sound like a fun party. Like, cops were there by 7:45.
7:45.
Right. And there was everything just ended up in the pool. There was a lounge, a vacuum floating in the pool. The beds were allegedly soiled. Don't know what they were soiled with. And stuff was just thrown everywhere.
You don't like poo chat, so we'll stay away from that.
They're not, surely they're not pooping on the bed, are they?
Well, maybe by
7:45. That's not a cool thing to do at a party.
No, and an Airbnb either.
Yeah.
No good.
Yep.
I do like the teenager was like, yes, me and my kids would like to stay there. We're holidaying.
Right. Pretty clever, to be honest. But we're not condoning it. If you're a 16-year-old thinking you want to throw a party in Airbnb here on the Sunshine Coast.
Well, it's already been done. Sorry, it's not cool anymore.
Absolutely.
You know, you weren't the first to think of it.
But I'm assuming now the cops are looking into it, Airbnb's looking into it, the media's looking into it. The dude, I'm assuming it's a guy, actually. I don't know for
here
sure.
Here we go.
I assume it's a young boy.
What, that soiled the...
He's definitely getting grounded for that.
Yes.
Surely, right?
100%.
You can't get away with that.
For the rest of the year, he's not doing anything.
Yeah, he ain't going anywhere with his family of five. Monique, what'd you get grounded for?
Okay, so let me just say I spent years, like, making it up to my parents for this. But they were at a Christmas party and me and my friend at the age of 15 decided to take their car for a joyride. And my friend crashed it into a pole.
Mom.
It was really bad.
What kind of car was it, Mom? Was it a something flash?
It was a Toyota Camry.
Still, oh gosh.
Yeah, no, pretty bad. And that was so angry. And then like literally 10, 20 years later, my dad's telling his mate the story and he's like, oh, but with the insurance, we got two cars out of it and we really needed two cars. So I'm like, well, there you go. I helped you out. But, yeah.
Yeah. What did you have to do, Mon, when you got in trouble? Did they give you extra chores to do or you weren't able to play with your friends? Like, what was the punishments?
Oh, it was, I was not allowed my phone. I wasn't allowed to leave the house. That was it. I was, like, in jail for, like, a month.
Rough.
Yeah, I feel like
wouldn't you have not been insured? Because, these days you have to nominate.
They had to charge me.
Really?
Yeah, to get the insurance, yeah.
Because
I was only 15. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's wild.
Mon.
Oh.
Yeah, I said it was wild.
Did you have to go to court and stuff?
No, I didn't. Thank goodness. No, they actually just gave me like a caution, like a warning at the police station because I hadn't done anything else. And but that was a very big moment in my life. And I haven't done anything bad like that since. So.
That was...
Oh, ha, ha, ha. The awkward laugh at the end there, Mon, doesn't help
it's
you
really
out.
It's really awkward, because it's embarrassing, you know.
No, good on you. Thank you for sharing. I'm glad you've, turned your life around from a life of crime, Monique.
Definitely. I help domestic violence victims, so, that's something else.
Good. Well, there you go. That's what,
perfect.
Done well. Thank you, Monique. I kind of got grounded when I was a kid because I snuck out.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have a story. That's surprise, surprise. I didn't think you did either.
I do. My friends and I snuck out to go to the boys' school rowing afters because they had their head of the river rowing thing.
Gee, top of town and is calling through.
They had a big party.
Yeah.
And so we snuck out and went to the party, which wasn't even
the
that
rowing
good.
Boys.
Yeah. And then my parents found out about it, grounded me, took my phone off me.
Mm-hmm.
And to be sneaky, I found the phone, took the SIM card out, put it in a different phone.
Oh.
So I still had access to my phone.
Great.
And then they realised I'd done that, so I got taken off me for another 2 weeks. Not ideal.
Were the rowing boys worth it?
No, it was a crap party.
Oh, was it?
Nothing happened. Didn't even get to kiss any boys.
Okay. 545-11919. We have tickets to the Falcons taking on the Devils this weekend, Saturday, 12th of April, 5 o'clock. You can grab your tickets, scfalcons.com.au. It's 4 tickets up for grabs.
Let's go to Shanae in Noosaville. Shanae, have you been grounded?
Too many times. How are you?
We're good.
We're good, Shanae. Surely you're not getting up to any mischief.
I did. My parents grounded me once, and we just built a house. Or my parents had just built a house at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, the square, there's a pin in the door.
Yeah, like the door lock?
Yeah, the door lock. So when you shut the door, if you pull the pin out, all the door does is swivel. It doesn't open.
Okay.
So I got locked in my door because I was grounded. That's it. You're in your room. You're grounded. Thrown in my room. So I thought, all right. So I unscrewed the doorknob. I pulled the pin out, screwed the doorknob back on, and then jumped out the window and took off. So they were standing there on the other side, just screwing the thing down. What the hell's going on? Sinead, where are you? I wasn't even there. I was gone.
Where did you go, Sinead?
I went down the park with my mates, rang my mates.
The park or the pub?
No, the park. I was like 16.
I did hear the park, to
be fair. Yeah, same. And you know what?
And I was like, was this a recent grounding, Sinead?
No, that was my parents anymore.
Do you remember why you'd been grounded in the first place?
Yeah, because I wagged school.
Oh, Sinead.
Oh, too busy at the park.
Yeah, I got busted down the beach.
Oh, no. Sinead, you're making me scared to have teenage girls.
Please don't. That's why I'm not having them.
Fair enough.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Something we were supposed to play almost half an hour ago. But Ellie has been taking her sweet time today.
I got my arm twisted to go out for lunch, which meant I was behind with my work. Sushi.
Oh, what did you order from sushi?
I just got a little 4-pack of sushi and then I got a little bit of chicken.
Yeah.
I regretted the chicken a bit. I didn't need
it.
I usually get an okonomiyaki.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
So the chicken is to blame for why we haven't played Highlight Tapes?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. We'll blame the chicken.
All right. Should we play it now?
Let's do it.
All righty.
The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
CFM's Ellie and Taz. The Highlight Tapes. 3, 2, 1.
This week kicked off with Ed Sheeran releasing a brand new song. Which Taz immediately tried to make his own.
Tazzy's out. Let's do that. That's fun. Tazzy's out.
Fair to say, that hasn't caught on. Surprise, surprise. It wasn't the only song we took an interest in this week.
Once I was 7 years old.
Same, surprisingly.
Yeah, wow.
Crazy.
I know, we can all relate.
My friend.
Except for people 7 and under.
Correct.
Yeah.
Nor was it the only artist, with the Sunny Coast's own Marshall Hamburger taking out Australian Idol this week. Ooh. I wonder if he's got any, like, hamburger-themed nicknames. You know, like if he gets called the Whopper or something.
It's not.
Or Big Mac.
This is the best day of his life.
Cheesy.
No, don't call him that.
Well, I can't call him, like, Quarter Pounder.
No, don't call him Marshall.
Fine. We also had some classic weather gags. Saturday looking at the showeriest of them all. The showeriest.
Isn't that what Snow White asks the mirror? Who is the showeriest of them all? And the mirror would say Saturday.
Some classic boring stories.
3, 2, 1. I have a cold. It's horrible. It sucks.
I kind of want to ask.
I had to go to work.
Oh, it gets better, does it?
No.
He's like, I've said too much. Now
yeah,
I can't
right.
win the prawns. And a cool story about a snake eating a bat in Sunshine Coast. Remember COVID was alleged to have started because someone ate bat soup at a wet market in China?
Yeah, terrifying.
Do we have COVID 2.0 on our hands from this bat,
from this python eating the bat? No.
Hope not.
I don't think so.
Don't let any snakes cough near you guys. Public service announcement.
I'll make sure that he gets a little COVID testing.
That'd be great. But nothing topped the moment when I realised something I've been getting wrong for 33 years. One maca, two maca, three macarena. That's what it sounds like.
Are those the lyrics of Macarena? No.
I assume so.
That's not. It's not one maca, two maca, three macarena.
Is it not?
I don't think so.
Dale acto cuerpo acalia macarena.
Yeah.
So it's not one maca, two maca, three macarena. I thought that my entire life.
You've been singing your entire life at weddings. One maca, two maca, three macarena.
Is it not? Do you know what? I still stand by one mucka, two mucka. Stay tuned next week to see what we get up to and, let's face it, what we get wrong.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcast. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.